doing this to Foxy.
Oh god!
My wood split, he was hammering it anyway. The chunk came off that and he went, oh, minor detail. And I went, hey.
Yeah, he was whacking around and says, oh, there's a huge split down there, but that's probably because you didn't mark it out right.
The blame's on you. Okay. The blame's on us always.
Nice one.
How'd you say, what are you having to eat?
Escatoo prawns.
What are you having? Oh, he's writing it as well.
Well, it's going to be Escatoo.
Just a tomato. Where's the drinkies?
So I'll be on a plane at the moment.
Sure.
Flying to America.
Isn't that tea telling me about that? Like places have been so depressing.
Why, when are you going to America? When are you going?
I'm not going. I'm saying Si will be on his way there at the moment. You're there on his plane going now. Missing double chemistry.
Oh, lucky swan. I think we should all go over and give him a nice surprise.
Yeah, sure, it would be a nice surprise. We'd quite, yeah.
What's he getting you from America?
Big American flag.
Why?
I asked him to.
You may as well go all the way and say no parking, get rid of no parking because what, in your bedroom. It'd be just as sad.
No, it's not sad.
It's
No. So? I didn't ask for an American, I asked for a flag.
Oh, right. As he was going to America,
isn't it? There's nothing sad about getting an American flag.
It's like, you hang it on your wall.
Because it looks shit. What?
It's going to hang it on your wall?
On my door, probably.
Fair enough.
My wall's covered in pictures.
Is it? It's nice.
Yep.
Is there anyone else that can put in today? What do
you want?
I want any extra oral information. I might get some. And then if I can't remember that, I can just
Why? What extra information do you need?
I don't know.
It might come to people who haven't got any.
Shannon's got some. I asked him in the last lesson. He said, I'll see you this lesson if you want a little bit more.
Keska two forms. What's eat?
Keskitu prawns.
Mange is eat. Where's mange in that?
Well, I looked a few pages back and said Keskitu prawns. What will you have?
Let's shut up.
You want to survive?
No.
Neither have I, really. It just says chicken and chips here.
It's alright. I never take any of it in anyway.
I'm not very hungry. Yeah.
You should make it into a song, didn't
you? In mind.
You ready to do more songs?
I have actually. Right.
Not for Coyote.
I didn't write the music, I nicked someone else's music.
It's a song about making a
It's about a boy who nicks his dad money and runs away. And then he spends it all.
Are you considering that, are you?
No. And then he runs out of money and he runs back to his dad and says, can I just be your servant and earn some money? And he says, no, you're my son. And he takes him back. It's a rather emotional song, really.
That sounds like Genesis.
What? It sounds like...
No son of mine.
Right.
It does.
Little bollocks.
That's what that one's all about. It's half crap.
can't find it anywhere.
You're not a friend of that.
I did it to In the Flesh. First song on the wall. And then rock and roll.
In a puff loop van.
Second one on the side, that's good, isn't it? Our band can play that. Yeah, we can actually. I'll show you the one we can play. We could, but what do you think? We can do Dave, I'm Gonna Leave You, Good Times, Bad Times, Ramble On, Immigrant Song, Since I've Been Loving You, Rock and Roll, Stairway to Heaven, that's it, I'm there. What do you think of that last one? The drums in it are amazing. I think.
What do you think of the drummer?
He's alright.
Oh, he's amazing. Oh, he's... Yeah, he's an excellent guitarist. Has anyone written the bit about what you're having to eat yet?
Prawns.
What does prawns mean?
What you're having.
Then where's to eat in it?
What are
you gonna have it? Never, it's not very blotty much.
What?
Bon. Je vais. Come on, babe. He's gonna play football. I don't know.
I think you should play against the girls.
No, you don't. After school.
Oh, you playing that after school?
Mm. You?
No.
Why not?
I'm going round to Hannah's house.
And a barber.
Well, supposedly, but no, that's Kim. Hannah. Whoa. No, no, thank you. She's an alright person. Altrincham.
You're going all the way there just to get through that.
I'm catching the bus.
Must be back, isn't it? What's the super day?
No, but I want to bitch about Olivia, so. And so does she, so it's alright.
We get to get our ass here. Pull you together.
What's the dish of the day?
No, I'm dropping Olivia. Well, no, I'm gonna bring it really close to it.
There's no way you will.
I will. There's no way I'm letting her off with what she's done.
There's no way you will. Have you talked to her yet?
Nope.
No,
I bet I don't talk to her.
No,
no,
you don't. No, I don't. Would you be really nice to her?
No, I wouldn't. I'd go all... I don't know what I'd do. Because Tina thinks I'm dead moody, right? Because last when Olivia went to see her in summer, I was dead moody then. So if I go all quiet on the phone and everything, she's going to go, oh, he's in a mood. And Tina's going to go, oh, we'll drop him then. So I'm in a bit of a bad situation. So I'll just have to come straight out with it.
In a bit of coffee.
No, not quite like that.
I bet you'll bloody beg to if she threatened to drop you.
What?
I bet you beg.
If she threatened to drop you, you'd well collapse and die.
I would not. Why do you think that?
Because you're obsessed.
How do you know that?
You can tell.
What reason have you got for saying that?
You can just tell.
You can't tell. Are you obsessed with Rihanna?
Yep.
Rhonda. So brilliant, that. No. Claire's the one for me now. What are you looking at?
I just say you're not very hungry.
Don't know, where did you get that from?
You know,
Pam. Made that one as well.
I'm not very hungry. I would like ham.
That makes sense.
I would like a ham salad. bit of a, I'm not very hungry, I'd like a ham salad.
What?
I'll just say what kind of soup have you got?
Le potage du jour, the soup of the day. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
That's bollocks.
No, well, it just says it on the page before.
Wait,
put that into throwers, everything. Mine got the cinema today. Must good at the cinema.
Not really.
Go on, Bo, you can use those know about these things.
Why, what do you want to say?
I don't know. What's good?
I don't know what's good. I mean, it's outrageous. It's that thing with Kim Bethel and Richard Gere in it.
Is that good?
I don't know. Well, I only fancy Kim Bethel before we were seeing
Kim Bethel is ugly.
She is not.
Got Robson's autograph.
You've got who?
My mum. Met
who?
Peach
Michael. Wow. Oh, she's looking. My dad's talked to Dennis Law.
Oh, wow.
My dad.
I had a massive long conversation with Dennis Law, didn't
Dennis
my dad?
Law. Who the hell's Dennis
Twice
Law?
Twice a month.
Oh, he's not that dick.
The past 3 years.
Dennis Law.
Who is he?
He's a very, very famous footballer.
I've heard of him. I remember that. I've seen him.
Who's
is that, is that like common getting
well, he was bloody amazing.
Was he?
Yeah, he's good, wasn't he?
Football.
Your
dad a bit of football.
My dad was an amazing footballer. My dad could have been international.
Bollocks.
He could have. He played plenty of football and he had to give it up for his job and family and everything.
Bollocks.
Anyone can be an international.
No, no, they can't.
He could.
No, they couldn't.
You could make
the team. No, I couldn't. He could have, right? He was captain of the regional. Team.
The Highlands.
And he was asked to go on to play internationally.
And he said
he
no.
Couldn't. He couldn't. Because
no,
it's not.
He played for a club.
Nah,
he was still young.
He was playing for the club internationally.
I don't know, 17, something like that. So you have to go and get a job.
Well, what's wrong with footballing for a job?
Well, if you don't make it, you're skint, are you?
Yeah, well, he was skint at the time anyway, wasn't he?
He wasn't actually, his parents weren't well off.
Well, then you can get the money out.
Your parents well off.
Depends what you call well off.
Again.
The devout conservative.
Nope. What do you vote?
My dad says he voted Liberal Democrats, but he didn't, you know, conservative. My mum voted Labour, she's a bad
guy. My dad voted Labour, my brother and my sister, my brother and my dad. My brother and my mum voted Liberal Democrats. My dad bit on. I think it was a wasted vote, but.
Why doesn't he just give up?
Neil Kent looks so gutted.
Did he cry?
I wouldn't blame him if he did.
He must get so pissed off with that, mustn't he?
I know.
He must just feel like saying to everybody, but fucking vote for me now. I was like,
and we're there close to winning as well.
Who should well sack Neil Kinnock? He's a daft Welsh kid.
No, he's a good guy, he's Neil Kinnock.
Who would you vote for, then, Bryce?
This year I would have voted Labour.
Right.
Why? Conservative for the rich.
They're not.
They are.
What about a lower tax band that brought out?
Exactly, that's the rich people. It only really helps the rich. They pay no tax anyway.
That well helps the poor people, because a lot of the poor people don't have to pay tax now, even those who do, and they have to pay 20p.
No. That helps out the rich. That's
not. That makes a very tiny difference in the rich.
Whereas the poor people, it makes a big difference.
It does. That was brought in to help poor people.
You. the likes of you. What do you mean, who the fuck are these poor people?
Yeah, but what do you say?
Poor people.
A poor person, someone.
Yeah.
No, that was what he said.
Yeah, I know.
So what was your favourite one about?
What? On the tape? The first one, the second side.
You liked that, didn't you? Did you record it?
No, I'm not going to take that.
See, he's got all this bloody 1,000 quid bloody hi-fi, he hasn't got a double tape.
Single ones sound better.
Yeah, but you can't record them.
So what? When you're paying that much for the hi-fi, you don't expect sound quality you'll get from tape to tape. It's thought that the sound quality is so crap, you might as well just do it on a shit thing.
Do you follow what you're saying?
No, I
don't
have a clue what you're
saying. Look, when you tape,
why is
tape,
it? Why?
Tape, it's going to be really crap sound quality.
It's not.
It is. It's crap.
Don't bloody know. It's a different.
You really don't.
Well, you do on mine, put it that way.
Oh, well, we would, wouldn't we?
Shit. What more would you put there?
Oh,
anyway, take off, yeah.
Where you done with a piece of paper?
Aren't you supposed to put this into a...
Yeah, it's been taping on us.
Aren't you supposed to put it into a conversation that we've got? Supposed to find out, supposed to say what it is then.
Shut up.
See, what's he put? I bet he's put it in a conversation.
What?
That the potage du jour, qu'est-ce que c'est? You should then say what the potage.
Oh, put it in a conversation.
Yeah.
No.
You have to.
You don't.
You do.
You don't.
What's.
Go in and ask the following questions. Just write all the questions off.
Oh, right.
Yeah, let's see yours.
Without ripping it.
Je n'ai pas de. Thank you.
It's going to be dead thing good this summer. Except for exams. On about the 25th of June, we'll be going on holiday. For a week. Then should be going to see. Well, hopefully, should be. Then I'll probably be going to see you too. Hopefully. And then I get to go on holiday with Rihanna for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I'm going.
I'll be there going down there.
No way. No, I might be going to London.
I spelled two this week.
What?
For
a laugh. With Si. This lad called Ben. One of Si's pals from Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah. And this other lad called Mark.
What are you going for?
Let's get this, basically.
Why don't you just do it here?
Because you can do it properly there. You can get really blasted.
You can't do here.
No, you can't.
You can do when you're that pissed. It doesn't make any difference. You just you don't know where you are anyway.
We're going out. Probably to a strip bar, I think. We're going to do all the things that our mummy can do really well. A strip bar followed by a drink.
Hey,
you
did.
Hello. Just stuff like school and hobbies. Shit.
Yeah.
Is that hard? No, it's busy.
You're saying English or French?
God, it's just the same as what we did. It's easy.
You are?
It's just the same as what we've done in the first one. I'm going to be well up on this.
Did you just waste your time?
No.
You didn't?
No, it's tough, because I learnt this for the mock, and that, you just
Press
read off those questions. Whose fault was that?
Is it
that's right, that's right, that's rather humorous.
Oh,
I know, I thought it was.
I'm sure Bryce did as well. Shireen, nice one.
Half bottle of white wine. It's a bottle of Douce.
We talk, still talk French, yes.
Oh, don't do that. I hate people that do that.
No, I didn't do it on purpose. I'm sorry. I'll try and stop.
They bloody, like, they go on holiday to America and they come back with an American accent. I could shoot people.
I know.
Why you go home and come back with all the Scottish accent?
I'm naturally Scottish, so...
Oh, let's see the Scottish accent.
No.
Why not?
Hannah does that a lot. Like, she goes to America, she comes back with an American accent. She goes to Scotland, she comes back with a Scottish accent.
No,
Scott, you can't help picking up things, can you?
Oh, look,
but
she can't for
really
2 weeks.
She was like,
no. My sister
picked up a Cockney accent. Oh, well, that's bloody normal.
Go on, let's listen.
No,
why not? You're embarrassed of your own nationality.
I did my Irish one in front of him.
Yeah,
it's
Irish one.
I've got to hear yours first.
No, I want to hear your Irish one.
It's so tough.
Go on, just do it. Go on, you. Get.
Sorry?
Do your bloody thing. Go on. Jesus, a sick. Just do your accent, will you?
I can't do it like that.
Come on, can't do it.
So you can't turn it on. Is everybody around you speaking Scottish? We'll speak Scottish.
Yeah.
Who are you, mate?
Oh, all right then.
Have you got my haggis? Not very stereotyped then. Go on. I did mine.
I've got to think about this. I've got to go on.
Say, can you tell me the way to the nearest post office, please?
No, go on, just this one. I'm barely doing a break, but.
Oh, come on, just do it.
Go on, you big girl, just do it. You big Jessie.
Seriously?
Who am I?
You a Cockney?
Cockney.
Instead of
Cockney.
What's white wine?
Cockney.
What?
Van Blanc.
Blanc.
Van Blanc. Blanc wine.
What? I'm thinking about
it. Come on, you relax.
I'd say I've got a knife.
Scottish?
I haven't had a knife.
Can you do your big Rabnes bit?
Really
broad, broad Glasgow.
Come on, Bryce.
I'm thinking.
Go on!
Come on,
Bryce. It's hard, you know.
I've heard you do it before.
How did I do my Irish thing? Come straight out with it.
Yeah, no, but I can't do that.
Can't you?
Well, that's not
good,
is it?
Can you come out with anything?
I've been down here for like 9 years.
I've never been to Ireland.
A Scottish Irish accent.
You've got an Irish mum or dad?
Yeah, that's a perfect Irish accent.
Do your mum and dad have an Irish accent?
Slightly. Just a bit. Not much, though. Just pick up from hearing people talk on TV and stuff.
Come on!
It's natural, you see.
Well, just try it then, we don't care. We won't laugh much.
You won't laugh. I know you'll laugh.
Qu'est-ce que tu prends?
Is your hair thickener working, bro?
That was out of order, that.
Oh, that was tight, that moment.
It's getting back. Is the spot cream working? You are a tight bastard, mate.
That was uncalled for.
Missed the sensitivity there.
Is your fucking hair working, bro? Well, is it?
God, you are
no,
so tight.
No, I'm not doing it though.
At least do your...
Oh, he's upset now. I'm sorry, Bryce.
Hello.
You should laugh, but less fortunate.
God.
No, I won't.
Don't you say I'm not very hungry?
Jean... I don't know.
Fam. Jean and Pam.
Je ne femme pas.
Yeah.
Je n'ai pas plus femme.
You're probably still going out that thick bird.
Yep.
So her hair thickener working.
Well, I don't think he's using it.
How long can you get out with
that?
What, is that the blonde brass?
So he's shagged on that.
The one who's... No, the blonde lad. The one who used to sit on the door at...
Has he gone completely bald yet?
Stopping his coin. Ooh.
He's very, very thick.
Oh. Is that the one who used to be? He was a sixth former ours.
So what? Yeah.
No, don't you tend to stand in the mirror
and admire? Should keep it growing really long. So when you do go a bit thin, just brush it over like this.
And
brush it all into the middle.
I think you should shave it all off.
Yeah, you should go in. You right said.
What's she called?
Lindsay.
I hate that name.
What's your girlfriend called?
Rhiannon.
No comment, rest my case. Nah, it's alright, not.
Has he shagged her yet then?
No.
You are subtle, aren't you?
Oh, you're the not before
man. He doesn't intend to.
That's me.
Is she like that as well?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Did she go to church?
She whatever. Yeah. I think she's a whatever, yeah.
She's an interesting person then.
She is, actually.
You are so bloody cheeky, you are.
She is.
What's wrong with that, Matt? Oh, what's wrong with that? I don't
know. Is it one of these modern churches or the old boring one?
It is, yeah.
So it's a bit of a bit more interesting.
It is.
There you go, cheers.
What time do you have to get up on Sunday morning?
About 7.
Starts at 11.
Oh, that's alright.
That's the modern church, you see, because they know everyone's getting pissed on Saturday night. So they've got to let
it. What do you do?
Sing songs
at church. Sing songs.
I've been to church twice.
Is it a bit boring?
It doesn't, no.
Have you ever been to church in your life? I went with the Cubs once.
Yeah,
we all just sat there pissing ourselves. I went at Christmas once. It was bollocks. I just went, hey, yeah. I wish I'm glad I go to film go to church.
Well, what, do you bollocks. Believe in it all?
I don't know.
You go to church?
Well, why'd you go if you don't believe?
What are you? Are you one of those blokes who don't believe in it?
I'm not sure about that. It's interesting, that's why I go.
I don't believe in it.
Not even
I think the way they've explained
which
it scientifically.
Which one do you go then?
That's crap, that place. That's so
good. Do you go to church?
Which one do you go?
It's an altar.
What sort is it? Is it Catholic or Baptist? I don't understand all these differences.
Say, one of you speaks
it's just it the believing baptizing.
Were you baptized?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I baptized you. Why not?
Why weren't you baptized?
It's a decision you make when you...
A decision you make?
Yeah.
When you're right.
No,
I know you can.
You don't christen at a Baptist church.
Of course, you can get baptised when you're at any age, can't you?
It's not baptised at christening.
You can get baptised any time, can't you?
Yeah.
When you're baptised, you stand in this like pool of water.
Three or four staff were talking yesterday, day before yesterday, about the attitude generally of students in the sixth form, years 12 and 13. And it struck us that possibly. In this year's lower sex, there are one or two people, boys and lads and girls, who
boys and
were
lads
not
and
aware
girls.
Of what sixth form courses entail. Now, three or four of us thought it might be worth our while, it was your while, you just briefly said, well, I'm going to say now, that
it's a bit late, isn't it?
The work that you do up to GCSE is very different, or should be very different from when you're in sixth form. Because up until GCSE, you are fed, you're spoon-fed, in that you are told fairly clearly what you have to do. And although I know that not everyone spends the right amount of time or enough time on homework, you are told usually that you have a night or 2 nights in which to do this particular piece of work. Now, once you get into the
system,
you are given very much more freedom, or independence would be a better thing. And you would be expected to do a lot of work by yourself.
And that's reflecting the fact that you would probably have four or five lessons in each of your three subjects, and most people would choose three subjects for an A level. And that means that when you're not having lessons, you have got a lot of time that is not accountable for. You will have James Beard or General Studies Beard or something like that. There will be a fair number of private study periods. There are some people, I think, who know, because it's such a different approach from the lower school approach, people don't use correctly the time that they have. What I'm really saying is that if you go into the sixth form, and if you stay at this school and go into the sixth form, then you need to be prepared to make wise use of your non-teaching time. Presumably going into the library quite a lot. You would also be expected,
nah,
for example,
I'm not going
to
prepare
for certain aspects. Just to give you an example with the literature, but it would work with science and other things as well. You might be told in the next lesson we are going to discuss, for example, the first act of a particular play, or we're going to discuss a particular scientific experiment, or the cause of whatever it is. You would have been expected to have done some research, to have done some preparation before coming along to the lesson. Because if you go along to the lesson not having done that, you'll be able to pick up certain things from what the other people say. But you will not, you'll find that you won't stick anywhere near as much as if you were prepared. Because if you were prepared, there are bound to be one or two things that you will want to ask. I don't quite understand the interpretation of whatever it is, or a particular word that's a language. And that is something that I think people come across as an awful shock.
Sure.
The other thing, I don't want to make this a lecture or anything like that, but the other thing is that you have 21 months in the sixth form. Please don't think of it as 2 years. Short 2 years make a big difference. At this stage now, A-level candidates only have, well, at the most, a month more in school. And then they have study leave, as you were. Now, when you consider that the year since September has gone very, very quickly, those who have done very little work in their first year, in year 12, will find that they're beginning to panic. And that first year in the sixth is just like your year 10 ought to have been. Perhaps one or two of you are realizing that you could have done a bit more last year.
Lightning.
And that'll be even more noticeable once you go into year 12. That first 12 months or so is crucial. If you just kick your heels and do nothing, you'll find it very difficult to pull out in that second. But whichever the two or three things there, you're working by yourself in your personal preparation, independent preparation, are crucial parts. If any people were thinking of going to a college, the same sort of thing will arise. I suppose the big difference for exam track is if you don't have lessons, then I think I'm right in saying you don't necessarily have to go in. I don't know whether that still applies. You would be expected, of course, to turn up at school again. And there are advantages and disadvantages. You may feel that you prefer, knowing what you're like, you would prefer some fairly rigid rules. Because if there weren't rules, you might think you would take advantage.
We've got rules here.
If you're that sort of person, probably you're the right sort of person to stay in the place, I think. The big advantage I always feel of staying in sixth form is that you know the staff, you know the system, and they know you. And if you go to the place, it will take you a matter of months, of course, to settle in. And those first couple of months are pretty crucial. Yeah, I may be just mentioning things you're well aware of.
Okay, let's go.
had nothing to do with it, Brad, so you can tell us. You are.
What? Was that an accident?
It's the hat. It's
an accident. It just came out.
He asked me to put.
Okay.
It is.
While that's still recording, shall I just go through the answers that hopefully you've got on there? Who's that? Has anyone not done the five on page 176?
Why have you got me down to my cue?
Well, I'll do that.
I'm thinking of the nails, what else are you?
Sorry, got the wrong one.
What would you class yourself as? You do not sound Scottish.
Right, here are the first one or two anyway. Vous désirez, monsieur, une table pour deux personnes, s'il vous plaît. Je voudrais ou je préfère
Quinta. Quella finestra. Allora, installez-vous près de la fenêtre. Deux salades de tomates, s'il vous plaît. Et après, je voudrais poulet rôti, marqué sur le droit, avec des frites. Frites ou pommes frites, simple. Et quand même, je ne veux pas de vin. Je ne veux pas de vin. Alors, moi, c'est pour moi. Pas de vin, that's fine. This is just an abbreviation for je ne veux pas de vin. Alors vous êtes d'accord avec un ami, répondez, voilà la carte, je voudrais une... What is tomato juice? Good, remarque. Moi je prends un verre de vin. Qu'est-ce que... Yes. You're with a friend, so you'll address that friend as tu. So your question now would be, qu'est-ce que tu vas manger? Qu'est-ce que tu vas prendre? So vous allez, we're not being suitable here. Qu'est-ce que tu vas manger? J'ai faim means I am hungry. J'ai faim. Je n'ai pas très faim. Je n'ai pas très faim. Je prends une... What is that? Ham salad? Bon, je vais commander alors. Commander is to order. So, ok, alors, that's right, ok then. Je vais commander, I'm going to order. Qu'est-ce que vous avez comme soupe de potage aujourd'hui? Qu'est-ce que vous avez comme soupe? Le poulet rôti, c'est combien? Poulet rôti, poulet avec pommes frites et champignons, s'il vous plaît. Je voudrais un demi-kilo de vin blanc. Why is it bleu? Une demi-bouteille, honestly, une demi-bouteille. De vin blanc. Why is it de vin blanc?
Oh,
it means all right. Je n'ai pas de couteau. Now, your basic sentence is j'ai un couteau. I have a knife. Try to remember that after pas, je n'ai pas, un becomes de. Je n'ai pas de couteau. Just as you have said, je n'ai pas de frère, je n'ai pas de sœur. Je n'ai pas de couteau. What is a fork?
Fourchette.
Fourchette and a spoon. Cuillère, a plate. Assiette, cup. Tasse, saucer. Where does the saucer go? Almost. Oh, where does the saucer go in English? Good. Soucoupe. La soucoupe. Where's the saucer? Easy one, easy one. Coupe, you know, is a, if you win a cup, that sort of trophy, that will be the word coupe in French. Soucoupe, that's a US name originally. Soucoupe. Have you got a glass?
Glass there?
Yeah. Okay. Then. Je voudrais voir le menu, s'il vous plaît. Or, again, try and make your mind flexible. What you want is the menu, basically. So you could simply say le menu, s'il vous plaît. Or apportez-moi. Apportez is bring. Apportez-moi le menu, s'il vous plaît. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a, ou qu'est-ce que vous avez comme glace? Very common phrase. Une glace à la fraise et une glace au chocolat. And once again, try and have an alternative available. Right, Peter, if you listen, and Louis, please. Because this idea of dealing with a crisis
is very like a cropper. You order something, or you want to do something, you want to go somewhere, but you can't. So you've got to have something as an alternative. So, two or three kinds of strawberry. L'addition, straight away. Tout de suite, non, immédiatement, would be fine. L'addition tout de suite, s'il vous plaît. And what about the last one? Le service est compris. Good. Le service est compris. There's a problem, perhaps we know, le service n'est pas compris. In your free role, if you like, at a higher level, you may be given just general instructions, or would be given general instructions, like you go into a restaurant, you order a meal, and respond in an appropriate way to what the waiter says to you. It may not say, ask for the bill and ask if the service is included. But that's the sort of thing you would include normally anyway. Okay, so going back to number one now, on the opposite side, on the next column. Une table pour deux près de la fenêtre. S'il vous plaît. Cervelle d'agneau. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Or, you may have come across, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Or, what does that mean? Any alternatives to that? Crudité pour, and then it could well be mon ami, for my friend. Melon pour moi. Melon. Chapeau melon, by the way, is a bowler hat. Can't quite think why. That's what it says. I always remember they used to have the Avengers.